Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Nearly 43,000 people were killed in car accidents last year, and about 30% of these fatalities were alcohol-related. To help reduce the number of traffic fatalities, the National Traffic Safety Board is proposing blood alcohol monitoring systems for all new vehicles in the United States. This is only a recommendation, but if enacted, it could significantly reduce the number of alcohol-related crashes. The NTSB is also recommending mandatory systems to monitor a driver's behavior. While it's laudable to enhance public safety that will reduce car fatalities, there's a question of efficacy, especially as marijuana and other drugs are becoming decriminalized. Such monitoring systems would not address these other forms of driving while impaired.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.